Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer to wake with a joyful noise together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
A Prayer to Wake with a Joyful Noise, written and read by Christine Brown. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Psalm 101, ESV. When I wake up each morning, I'm rarely ready to face the battles awaiting me. As I lay in bed thinking about the day ahead, my mind fixates on the problems I prayed about the night before. I want to begin each day with joy, but instead I entertain feelings of defeat before I even get out of bed. In those groggy moments between sleep and becoming fully awake, worry seems to find me. I'm too tired to focus on my weapons of warfare, so the enemy uses that time to prime his attack. Worries affect my mindset, so instead of starting my day with gratitude and joy, I find myself wanting to just get through it. Then the bad attitude in my heart flows into every part of my day and every person I interact with. Psalm 100 begins with a call to make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. I love how the psalmist starts with a determination to shout with a voice of triumph. What would happen if we could begin our days with this same attitude of praise to the Lord? Would we exude more joy that would spill over into our daily routines? Would the battles we face seem less overwhelming? The New International Version of Psalm 101 begins, "Shout for joy to the Lord." The Hebrew word for shout used in this psalm translates to raise a battle cry, sound a trumpet blast, shout in triumph or exaltation. We see the same word used in Joshua chapter 6 when the Israelites were about to enter the land God promised them. They knew a battle awaited them in the city of Jericho. Joshua had sent 2 men to spy out the land and bring back a report. Although God's people didn't know exactly what to expect, they marched into battle equipped and ready for Joshua's command. God instructed Joshua and the Israelites to circle the walls of Jericho once a day for 6 days in complete silence. On the 7th day, they were to circle 7 times. Then the priests would sound their horns. Joshua 6:5 describes the scene. "And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him. The Israelites woke early, knowing of their impending battle. They chose to obey the Lord and trust him with the outcome. God used their joyful noise to destroy the walls and give them victory. In the same way, we can wake each morning with a joyful shout. We can face each day knowing the outcome belongs to the Lord. Making a joyful noise doesn't necessarily mean we need to shout, but we can have a joyful battle cry in our hearts that will propel us into a grateful attitude. If you woke up today with worries on your mind instead of a joyful noise in your heart, it's never too late to turn it around. God hears our battle cry. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. You are a good and faithful God. As I wake each morning, help me face my days with gratitude and trust in you alone. Help me wake with a joyful noise. Forgive me for letting worry sit like a heavy weight on my mind. Even though I know there are battles ahead, I can choose to trust you with the outcome. I refuse to begin this day overcome with worry about things beyond my control. I believe you will fight for me, so I am starting today with a shout of praise. Lord, you are my protector and deliverer. I have reason to celebrate because of who you are. I claim Psalm 101 as my battle cry. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. My circumstances may look scary, and I may not know what to expect, but I know that you are God. You made me, and I am yours. Psalm 103. I pray the gratitude I have will overflow to the people in my life today. I pray they will see that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8:10. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.